We're not quitting.
My life.
You're listening to the F That Noise podcast featuring Pete Melia.
But we're talking about shit here.
Jamie Klein.
No one wants to smell your dirty fucking shit.
Mike Burdick.
Feel like I'm in group.
Steve Taylor.
Is he getting his balls slapped by some other dude?
And Keith Grieve.
You get a fucking sausage.
Alright folks, welcome back to the first episode of episode 2022, and also, let's just get this out of the way, happy birthday, Mr. Klein.
Yeah, Jamie.
Everybody raise a glass if they have something.
Cheers.
You know, oh, shit, I forgot to get a drink.
Jamie can raise his Kool-Aid or whatever he's drinking.
I'll raise
some drugs, so I'm good.
I'll raise my pig.
Oh my god, you'll break the screen.
Oh god. Yeah. Another trip around the sun for James R. Klein. What are you up to now? 46 now?
I am 46. You and I are exactly 1 month apart.
You're right. And Mike's already
that's
been.
That's why your birthday's always.
And you guys are 5 years younger than Mike.
That's right.
I remember 46.
Yeah, right.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. I'd like to take my pants off to show you.
Wow.
No, actually. Bush.
Wow.
Actually, Chino. For the next few months, I think I'm in the same age as you guys.
Yeah, enjoy it, because it's like, yeah, 5 minutes longer, or 5 months longer, and then it's...
I gotta
before this episode is out, Mike will be 54.
I'm 56 or something, yeah.
Like, Mike looks scruffed, but what you don't know is that he shaved this morning.
This morning? Yeah. Like 10 minutes ago.
And what you really don't know is his penis.
Well, wow.
I'm shaving now, so...
Well,
oh.
Good for you. So we've got let's turn into an annual function here, and it was brought on by the sad news New Year's Eve that Ms. Betty White had not made it to 2022, and may she rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks shy of her 100th birthday.
Yeah, and ironically, the People magazine.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that though, and Betty White was the kind of person that would intentionally die in 2021 to leave all the bad shit. In this year, and not start out 2022 with a crappy note. See? Nah. I think that's the kind of thing Betty White would do.
I think you're onto something. Honestly.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And as sad as I am that she's passed, it is quite funny that they planned that massive event and it's not happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike,
you had her in the death pool, right?
I don't know if I did. Somebody did.
So, which brings us up to the topic.
Good transition,
of nice
good,
segue.
Good segue.
The Sultan of Segway, Mr. Pete Melia. today is the third annual celebrity death pool fantasy draft. Let's let Mike work this out of his system here.
Okay. Oh, you got children.
Excellent.
So what we do, folks, is we do like just like your fantasy football draft. We will do three rounds and try to see who can pick the first celebrity to die in 2022.
Mike picks first will be.
Wait, whoa! Don't we start every episode with a specific something that?
Yeah, we're not getting
spoken
in.
Spoken with velocity and all kinds of stuff.
Jesus,
we're
Christ.
Not there yet, Mike.
Mike, your poor.
Seemed like we were getting into the main segment there.
Your poor wife. So for you to blow your load that fast.
I'm glad you got there. I'm glad.
We're gonna get to the drive of the weekend in just a second, but I was going to explain the parameters of the draft here.
Velocity.
Right. just curious, how much have you drank tonight?
Oh, I drank six waiting to get on this for the host to let me in.
And what and how many consumables have you had?
None yet. I usually do that after as a celebration for the event.
I need to like gird my loins for how insane this is going to be tonight.
It's
going to
be insane. I got to tell you two things. you know, one is that I've now watched the Beatles Get Back.
Whoa.
So I understand the insanity to which you guys are speaking of. And secondly, as I mentioned in a text, I bought a day has come where I bought a whole bag of edibles at an Exxon gas station dispensary.
Oh, man.
Across
is that the Delta 8 stuff? Is that what that is?
What was it?
Like the Delta 8 THC? Is that what that is?
It's THC, like, but it's like, but each one is 100.
What?
G. Yeah. So I cut them in half.
Jesus Christ.
But it's in an Exxon station across from a municipal building here in town. It's crazy.
So well, is it an actual dispensary or is it like, because.
No, because it is a dispensary. Because when I went in there, I said I heard about this from somebody. I'm like, he said, well, do you want weed or do you want, because we have weed in the back or we have, you know, edibles here. Like they had everything.
Huh.
So it's really weird.
It was, you thought. Well,
I saw something on the news that after the new year, New York State was opening up everything. Like all these locations are going to be able to carry whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, because you're going to need to be fucking high to live here.
Oh, my God.
It's a brand new world. Yeah.
I'm so grateful that I found this stuff. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, you just got to get the right stuff because otherwise, I mean, you know, some of you are more experienced than I am at this, but you'll end up like getting stuff that just puts you to sleep or stuff that ends up like they have different things they do to you, right?
Like
they all make me horny for myself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you will have to take your word for it.
So let's get back on track here. We start every episode with a drive of the week. If you don't know what a drive of the week is, or a drive is a line from a movie from the you know what?
Velocity.
I'm gonna start again. If you don't know what a drive is a line from a movie or a TV show said with exceptional velocity and volume, and the segment belongs to Jamie Klein.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my all-time favorites. It is Revenge of the Nerds from 1984. I picked this one. I've been watching a bunch of 80s classic comedies, mostly TNA movies, as of recently. I had a friend just recently pass away, and it was definitely a bunch of these movies I saw at his house at sleepovers. So I want to dedicate this one to Kent. This is a scene from Revenge of the Nerds.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! 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 Nerds!
There's a secondary drive on this clip.
Well, if I was you, I'd do something about it. I would get up and redeem myself in the eyes of my father, my maker, and my coach! Well, let's get those nerds!
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 Just a lot of nerds. Like, the John Goodman drive is the drive, but that secondary right. Nerds is almost as good.
Every time I see this movie, I'm still shocked that I forget John Goodman plays the coach.
Yeah seriously.
Every fucking time.
Another in a great list of his parts, and I would tell you though that like I wish we had a segment on the show for like most over sentimental, sappy, out of place finishes to movies because this would take the top of the list when they give the nerd speech.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, I know all of you are nerds too. And it's like
sounds like a topic for the next show.
Yeah, maybe.
The whole football team's like, yeah, I'm a nerd. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was Anthony Edwards' audition tape for ER, so he had to really nail it at the end there.
He did too.
I think that was that scene he was in for part two.
Yeah. Gilbert is going to be really
good. Oh, God, I forgot that they threw him in that one fucking scene.
He's actually in a couple scenes. I watched that.
Oh, yeah. Too. He's a ghost, right? He's the spirit. Yeah.
Oh, I only thought he was at the end. I don't remember that fucking movie at all.
He's at the beginning before they go, and he warns him.
Right.
And then at the end, he shows up like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And then he's in it again during like a phone conversation.
Right.
That's fucking insanity.
Nerds 2 is still pretty funny to me also. There's some funny shit.
What's funny is I still know that song too. Yeah. Take me back to paradise.
I thought you were saying no on 15. No on
15.
All right, so we're going to decide who goes Great. First in this draft, and then I'm figuring out how the hell to work this because you guys are in different order on my screen. So we'll just whoever gets the first pick, we'll just go yep. in alphabetical order yep. from them. Okay, sound
well,
good?
Well, I have a couple questions before we start. One is, are you fully erect?
Of course. Yes. Two, of course.
Okay, good. All right. Good. Two, are we allowed to keep one of our picks from last year?
No, there's no keepers. It's a whole new draft.
Yeah, you only have copyright on 1 year for these deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd be in trouble because I have no idea who else I picked.
Yeah. Keith usually keeps the record.
Of it. Yeah, I got to. In fact, let me, because I'm the uber geek that I am. Let me open up Microsoft Excel so I can.
I mean, if nobody picks them, you can draft them again.
Draft them again.
Yeah, you can always draft them again, but there's no duplicate.
So, I'll do it.
No duplicate.
Oh, Christopher Plummer's going to die again.
All right. So on my phone here, I have gone to random.org and generated a random number between 1 and 10. I will not be participating. Whoever gets it exactly or closest to it will go first in this draft. Mike, what's your pick, 1 through 10?
Sex.
Okay, that was not it. Jamie?
7.
Pete?
2.
Steve?
4.
Mike, I'm assuming your pick was really 6, but you tried to be funny?
Try to be.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. That was the line.
I was funny, but I prefer Jamie's pick, so I hope he wins.
Okay, actually, the number was 9, if you can see that there. So Jamie will Niner. Go first.
All right.
Nice.
So that means Jamie, then Mike, then Pete, then Steve, and then me bringing up the rear.
As always.
That's right.
That rear.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about was snake draft or just get 1 through 5, 1 through 5, 1 through 5. What should we do here?
Do 1 through 5, 1 through 5.
Yeah, we'll just keep it.
I don't know what the fuck you're standard. Talking about. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes,
I think we should ask Andy Jack.
Asians.
get Andy on the line.
All right. Yes. So with the first pick in the 2022 F That Noise Celebrity Death Pool Draft, Jamie Klein selects.
Henry Kissinger.
Oh.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh. How old is Kissinger now?
Kissinger is 99 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
I am picking Henry Kissinger as my number one pick.
That is
you know what the irony is? It's like some 36-year-old is going to bite it before Kissinger.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. That's true.
All right.
Like Norm MacDonald. Somehow.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jesus.
All right, Mike, you are up next in the first round here.
God damn, Kissinger.
Ooh, Kissinger's a good one.
That was a really good one.
He's a young pup.
I am gonna take Angela Lansbury.
Oh, she was picked last year, I remember.
96 years old, solid pick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's hope it's not murder, she wrote. Who had her last year? Oh, I had her. She was my first round pick last year. All right.
Well,
Pete.
I'm always trying to steal your thunder.
Well, yeah. You don't really like me, so we've been over this before. Pete, you're up. What's that? What was that music?
I'm going to have to do Bob Barker.
Oh, 98 year old Bob Barker.
We got Bob Barker. Bob went that quick. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope he doesn't go that quick.
Bob Barker. Well, you know, just like many other people on The Price is Right, you might not get to that 100 slot.
And you're just talking about the beauties.
Oh, yeah.
That's the music they should play when he dies.
Yeah. Oh, God. At his funeral? They should do an old-fashioned lower the casket in and like womp, 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 womp.
No, as they're lowering the casket, they got to do the yodeling sound from that game where the
just so you guys know, I don't know if we want to do it, Keith, but Mallory. Mallory and Dave Bell want to give their pick. They said it in the comments.
Oh, you know what?
Ooh, yeah. Sure.
Yes, they can join. Yeah. They can join, and if they happen to beat one of us, we'll throw another hoodie their way. I know Mallory's already got one, so she can pick out a different color.
There you go.
All right, Mallory, ladies first, but you got to wait till after me.
And Dave. Wait, did Mike pick? I missed it.
Wait. Yeah. We got what would have been the pick so far? Is Jamie picked?
Jamie picked Henry Kissinger. You picked Angela Lansbury, and Pete picked Bob Barker.
What about Steve? Steve's last.
I haven't picked yet, Mike.
Steve has to go then. Steve, then me.
Oh, you threw me. You said they had to wait for you.
Yeah, after me.
I am picking what I think is going to be a sad slam dunk, and that is Mr. Tony Bennett.
Oh,
yeah, he's not doing so hot right now.
He left his heart in the ICU.
Wait, didn't we have that conversation last year though? Like, wasn't he like? Am I wrong? Was he like one of the?
Well, if you saw that special from the concert he did in August, he is completely wasted.
Oh
yeah.
he's wasted.
Tony
he's
Bennett,
gonna hold on just to fuck you. Yeah.
Tony Bennett was actually Steve's second round pick last year.
Yep. He is number one this year, Tony.
You know, now that I'm looking at the list, Pete's first round pick was Betty White last year, and he also had John Madden.
Oh,
holy shit! Wow, that's
okay. Pete gets dibs for the last one of the year.
Steve had Tony Bennett. Nobody else. Nobody on his list died. Mike, you had. I wrote down DVD. Who was that?
Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
You had Christopher Plummer. Obviously, you won. I had nobody on my list won. Jamie had nobody on his list won either. Yeah, we are. Yeah. So you guys picked my third round pick was Larry Storch from F Troop, and you guys ripped me apart from that. So
it's still funny.
Yeah. This year, I'm going to go with someone that I hope to God I am wrong about, and that is Mel Brooks.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
I couldn't even say that name. I refuse to put him on my list.
It's a good pick, but you should really pick people you hate. You know, you should like Christopher Plummer. I was so happy he died.
Hey, so is Mallory and Dave, are you watching together in the same room? Because you could click on the link that I put in the comment box, and you can actually join the broadcast here.
Yeah, Bob would not have been on my list, knowing, definitely not.
Seven people will totally crash.
It's definitely a good pick, yeah.
I don't know if like Dick Cheney or something. I don't know, or something like that. I don't know.
Dick Cheney shoot himself in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
that actually wouldn't be a bad pick.
No. The Emperor?
Oh, you know, what?
They'll just bring him back in episode 12, so.
You know what? Yeah, I'm adding a spot for Michelle, Jamie's wife, because she just added a pick in here, and she picked William Shatner.
Michelle.
She knows
Captain of the freaking Enterprise.
She's going to be 200. Never.
I never thought I would say boo, Michelle.
That's true. A lot of people don't know that is that William Shatner is 176 years old right now. So
that's right.
A lot of people don't know.
Good.
Wow. So Mallory is trying to join the broadcast. So it's her pick. So let's see how long this will wait.
She's joining?
Yeah.
No, Steve's not joining.
Now Steve dropped out. So apparently Steve had enough.
Steve sacrificed himself for the team.
Count down. How many seconds do you think are going to elapse before he comes back in and says Riverside sucks?
15.
It's too high.
Oh, no. Yeah, 45 seconds.
No, too high. 3 seconds. As soon as that motherfucker is back online.
Don't yell at me. When he gets back on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. It'll be quick.
Yell at me. It's a very aggressive episode of FN Noise today.
All right. Hey, you guys like my bar?
So
Yeah. Cool? I was checking that out back there.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's great, man.
Mallory's
awesome. King.
Mallory's yes. Mallory's pick apparently is
I love it, man.
Is thanks, Bob man. Is Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I looked at him and Bob Hope, I couldn't remember which one of them were dead today.
Oh, Hope's
Hope's been dead for a while, but I couldn't remember which one because they confused the hell out of me, those two.
I hate when I'm right.
What?
Said I hate when I'm right.
What are you right about?
As soon as you tried to connect them, it crashed and kicked me out.
Wrong.
I had to rejoin.
Wrong. I didn't try to connect anybody.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Steve?
Something crashed. Like, my shit is fucking...
Yeah, well...
Whoa!
Say it, Steve.
Do you guys even see it? You're on film, Steve.
Yeah, no, you're good. Say it. So you're fine, flipping around.
Yeah.
Say it, Steve.
No, you're not good.
It's somebody's fault. I don't know what's going on, but you're say somebody's fault.
Well, now you're like a cast member of one of Mike's plays there. Okay, there
you go. But he's what did I miss? All right, who was picked?
Mallory picked Bob Newhart, and in the comment section, Dave Bell picked Gene Hackman.
Oh, that was one of my go-tos.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, That's a good one.
Steve!
Oh, he's going to be so satisfied. Oh,
he's going to be so pissed off.
I got to tell you, Keith, I tried to get your 3 seconds in. I tried to tell him.
I know. I was like, what?
He wouldn't take it. He wouldn't take it.
Oh, God.
I think I won with 45 seconds.
When he gets back on, I'm just saying, and that'll do it for F That Noise. He's going to be so pissed.
Steve's forfeited his last pick.
He was so sure that I was trying to connect Mallory, and that's what kicked him out.
So are we not allowed to pick the ones that Dave and Mallory picked?
Yes. No. Picked? Nope. This is now the curveball. The difficulty just got ramped up. Hey, Steve, are you back?
Yeah.
All right, just in time for us to go. That'll do it for F That Noise, folks. Have a good.
Fuck your face. So, okay, who else got picked? Don't laugh. It's this stupid Riverside bullshit. Yeah. 2022 can still suck it with God. Riverside.
Oh my God.
Boner.
All right. So
I'm leaving Steve though. By the way, I'm not saying it.
I'm fucking dead over my
Steve.
Oh my
He's
God.
He's pulling
a verdict.
Oh God, that's just
Even wireless is just paying.
I think it's him being outside, Mike.
You guys want to hear something funny?
He's in his basement.
With the wireless, I have to do jury duty remotely on Monday.
Are you serious?
How's that going to work?
Interesting.
I have to go on Zoom to see if I'm selected or not for jury duty.
I am the Senate.
And maybe I have to do jury duty online. I'm not even sure yet.
I bet you it's easier to lie about your, like, you know, religious beliefs or something or whatever online.
Well, I don't have a belief.
I can't justify in this case because I believe in turnips and, you know.
No, I'd be like, I have no belief one way or another, but I'm not wearing any pants.
Yes. Yes.
Right? I'm playing with myself.
Wow.
And you can prove it, too.
And I can prove it. Here's some.
Oh, yeah. Except for fucking A.
Order on the cock. Order on my
cock. Or we just have an episode of F That Noise in the middle of jury selection.
Oh,
yeah. That would be awesome.
Now you're talking here.
See, Keith, I'm helping.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so while Steve is trying to figure out how to connect here again, Jamie, you're up for the second round. We'll have to catch him up when he finally gets picked.
All right, my next pick is going to be Marla Gibbs.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Ooh, yeah. She looks already dead.
Ooh, some 227 action.
She is very old. Let's see. I forgot how old she is. She was born in 1931, so she's 91, 92, around there. And she was recently got this, like, Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and she passed out while being there.
Oh.
And they had to help her up and get her water, and her whole family was all nervous about it. And that was just, I think it was either this year or last year, so...
I'm a little shocked that wasn't your first round pick with inside intel like that.
Yeah, that you had the inside.
Well, I knew no one was going to pick her. I knew you're like, I was pretty safe on that.
Smart strategy.
You're like De Niro in Casino. You
right.
She's like a sleeper, but for like the deep sleep.
A nice pen. Yeah, I just the pen. China.
Oh, here's. I think we got Steven again. Let's see.
That's what you think.
That's what he thinks.
Quickly get his pick before he jumps off again.
Andrew didn't die when I was off, did I?
No. Hey, Steve.
What I love is every time he comes back, he has a new name
and a whole new perspective.
Yes, Steve. Why don't you just go back outside?
What?
You were always did the show outside.
It's like 20 degrees.
It's fucking like 20 degrees and snowy. You cock.
All right, so Steve,
why you go outside, motherfucker?
Steve, while you were getting ready to do your Lionel Richie impersonation, dancing on the ceiling,
what a great episode this is.
Did you hear Dave's pick was Gene Hackman, right? You heard that
one,
right?
Yes, I got that.
And then Jamie's first pick of the second round was Marla Gibbs.
Oh, zoo.
All right, Mike, you're up for your second round pick.
Number two pick, I'm going back to Dickie Van Dyke.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mike
wants can't get enough of that dick, can you, Mike?
If it's not the dicks, it's the dykes. It's something.
Oh, right. It's always one or the other, right? Am I right?
What a bizarre freaking
stage name.
They'd
be so good for one another, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a bizarre stage name. Dick Van Dyke. It's
like, yeah.
Before Steve gets knocked off again.
So that was, obviously, we said before, Mike's first round pick last year. So slipping a little bit into the second round is Mr. Van Dyke. That will bring... What are you laughing at?
No.
Okay. And... Pete,
he's all 90 degrees and nuts over there.
Yeah, I don't even go fuck.
Pete, you're up for your third round.
As long as my audio's still in, that's all I give a shit about.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. All right. We'll keep the dicks rolling. I'm gonna go with Dick Cheney.
Ben. Oh,
oh,
I told
you, that was a good Pete.
Mm-hmm. Dicks.
More dicks.
Oh.
Never seen so many dicks on this show. Oh, look who it is.
Big dicks on my mind.
Look who's joining the show.
Oh, Mr. Bell.
Friends of the program, Dave and Mallory.
Nice.
What's happening, people?
We're part of it now.
All right.
That is awesome.
Can't get out of it now. Why did Steve run away?
Yes. Did we get his pick?
No, we didn't. We didn't, and he's up, too, so...
Oh, he's so pissed right now.
Oh, my God, he's so mad. He's watching.
David Mallory, just so you know, I already picked Christopher Plummer, so...
No, you didn't.
Hey, I won big on him last year.
I know you did.
I did. A little
sweater hoodie thing.
I do have my hoodie. I should be wearing it.
Some advertising.
Right, and he died like immediately.
Yeah, he died like 5 seconds in.
His horizontal
Steve jumping off of this thing. There it is. There's the phone call.
Oh my God! It hits so hard.
It's jacked up. He's all horizontal.
I shouldn't laugh because this happened to me on one episode.
So in the group chat, Steve's text to us was, Keith, can you send me the fucking link so I can try on my PC?
Tell him to go to the chat.
He's got a good pick though.
Yep. He texted me his pick.
Dick pick.
It's Eva Marie Saint.
Oh, it's a good one.
Very good one.
A good one.
Keith, by the way,
I'd argue, but I've heard of her.
When we try to do the link and you have to enter the link doesn't copy off of the chat. It just wants to report a comment.
Oh,
so
geez.
I have to type it in by hand, which took like 4 minutes.
Well, thanks for the head.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the fix is, but
thanks for the heads up. That sucks. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the great news.
We're not doing it.
All right, hold on. Let me get Steve sent this link so that we can get on with the show.
What do we miss? Who got picks? What happened after?
Eva Marie Saint is Steve's pick.
Yeah, but now it's my turn.
What was yours, Jamie?
I had Marla Gibbs,
and then I had Dickie Van Dyke.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you. So, and I emailed Steve the link so he can connect from his computer. And now I am up, and I am going to go with one of my favorite character actresses. Mike's trying to be funny again.
I'm trying.
Yeah, trying hard.
He's putting
Steve in the show. He's getting Steve in the show. Okay. One of my favorite character actresses for her role on Seinfeld, Estelle Harris.
Oh, we don't need the... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Estelle Harris, who played George's mother.
George's mom.
Oh, God, she's still alive? I thought she did die.
God.
Nope, she's 93 years old.
Somebody picked her last year. Pick. Who was it?
That's a good pick.
Right?
Did anyone pick her last
year? No, nobody had Estelle Harris last year.
George!
Yep.
George?
Pretty good. Now you said that you said that you made me nervous. I'm checking the date of this article. It's August 27th, 2021. So she didn't die, did she, in between then?
No, she's still alive, I think.
Yeah, she might be.
Good one.
Yes, she's alive. She is alive. Okay. I wouldn't want to like lose a future draft pick and penalty. All right. Michelle.
Hey.
Michelle Klein, you got a second round pick? You still in this now or what? Let's wait and see if she puts her comment in here.
Mike pulls the 180.
Mike's upside down because Pete was sideways.
Mike pulls the 180.
Jamie, mute your mic and yell up to Michelle. Oh no, here she goes. She goes, is not is her,
Michael.
Michelle, are you rolling with your one pick and going and moving on? Or you got another. You got a name.
If only someone lived with her.
Yeah, right. If only.
Give me a name.
My picks. Mallory, what's that cup you have there?
Every man for himself on this one.
Oh, you have Harry Potter.
All right. Yes. Michelle. Aha. Michelle says to move on, so that will bring up Mallory. You got a second round pick?
Barbara Eden.
Oh, dream of Jeannie.
Alive. Yep. She's still alive.
Really?
She is. She's like 95.
No idea she was still around.
Neither does she because she's old, but
a Steve Taylor likes to get on.
Oh my God.
He's
so pissed off.
That'd be hilarious if he's on it, but somehow he's now black and white.
Tell Michelle to get on.
She's still not feeling so hot.
Yes, the COVID curse swept through the Klein household.
Well, I'm not doing sweep.
Oh, yeah, you dodged it, right?
He doesn't see her anyway.
I'm always in the basement.
All right. Into the basement.
All right, Dave, you're up. What's your pick here?
I hope this isn't true, but Tim Curry.
Oh, he's not doing good.
No.
I love your guys' really picks, but again, you have to pick people you hate. You want them to be dead.
No, we want to win, Mike. We want to win.
You don't want to lose.
That's what I want.
It's wrong.
Sometimes when you win, you lose. Isn't that from...
They lose. I don't lose.
When
I'm
you play
the
Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
When will then be now?
Yeah, did you Soon. See some of Tim Curry's like recent stuff on YouTube?
Yeah.
He's not doing
yeah,
well.
He...
Fans would get to talk to him, and he's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sad one.
So when you guys think of Tim Curry, what's the first role you think of?
Ooh, classic.
Clue. It's Clue for me. I grew up with Clue.
Rocky Horror.
Yeah, probably Rocky Horror.
A good one too. I mean,
both those. Yeah.
Or Bellhop from Home Alone too.
Get out.
Honestly, I'd either go Rocky Horror or Legend. Those are the two I always think of.
Trying to think of if we had a quick soundbite here, but the one when I think of Tim Curry, I think of
Periscope.
Nope, Clue, the movie, but the part where he's like, "I'm not shouting, all right? I'm shouting," and then the thing candlestick
he's
falls
all, he's
up.
All, a lot of people didn't see it. But he's also awesome in the Broadway play Spamalot.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, he's fantastic.
Oh, I never
so
saw
good
that.
In that. Yeah.
I never saw it. All right, so we are going back now. This is the third round, kids. This is the moneymaker. Last chance to score a winner here. James Klein, first pick, third round. Who do you got?
All right. Here we go. Everyone's been picking this guy every year. He's still alive. He's just fucking old. So I'm gonna have to go. I gotta go with Sidney Poitier.
Oh, ooh, he took it. He took it from me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was my third.
Sidney Poitier. He got drafted last year. Oh, it was Jamie's first round pick last year.
I took it from Mike last year.
And again this year.
Yeah. So
yes. Sidney Poitier.
Guess who's coming to the graveyard?
guess who's not gonna make it to dinner? wow. Yeah. Guess who's not gonna make it to New Year's? Mike.
Call me pay the price.
Mike.
Okay. I am really hoping that this one will come true.
Oh my god.
I'm going for the long shot. I'm going for Clint Eastwood.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, fuck yourself.
Thought of him, too.
You goddamn communist.
Good pick.
You commie motherfucker.
That's funny.
Wrong. That's worse than William Shatner.
Jimmy's all pissed.
He is very pissed.
Steve just texted and said nothing yet.
Well, yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it? A couple minutes ago. Because I went in to make sure that it got sent, and it got sent at 9:40, ironically, which is when he sent the text saying nothing yet.
So Debbie comes on, he's all pixelated or something.
He's gonna be upside down, like spinning.
Or Steve.
All right, Pete, who's your third round pick?
All right.
I want to hear this.
This is all intuition right here, you know? I don't even know if this qualifies as a celebrity, but I'm going with Queen Elizabeth II.
Of
the 14 Commonwealths.
Great pick. That is
Lord of the Honor. Yeah.
Wow, you are going
to. You know, no reason to really say so other than I think I got a hunch.
You're going to draw the Queen's ire.
About that one.
Right.
She has left the public eye.
Yeah,
she's got a bad feeling about that one. I don't know.
Here we go.
All right. Sorry, I had to download Chrome because I forgot this fucking thing needs to use Chrome to work.
So he hates it so much. He hates it so much. Oh, God. Here's right. the question.
And you're right side up.
Bob Riverside. What's that?
Oh, before you got on, I was curious. Is it possible the Queen's dead already?
Oh, yeah, because Steve's got to be caught up now. Are you ready, Steve? You ready to keep up?
So you got my pick, though, right? You got my pick?
Eva Marie Saint, and then I picked Estelle Harris.
Okay.
Michelle bowed out after her first-round pick. And then Mallory picked Barbara Eden.
Okay.
Dave picked Tim Curry.
Okay.
Then we go to the third round.
He is wasted.
We go to the third round. Jamie picked Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
Mike hopes to God Clint Eastwood.
Cryberg.
And then Pete just picked Queen Elizabeth II.
All right. This is third round, right?
That's the third round. This is it. Your last chance for a moneymaker here, Steve.
It's time for my wild card. I am going to pick Ron Jeremy.
Ooh.
That's an interesting pick.
Yeah. I think he's going to get it in jail in more ways than one.
Wow. He looks
terrible.
Yep.
Every time they show him.
He's only 68, but he's my pick.
It's bad when you say he looks really bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, really bad. Oh, wait, Michelle had another pick. Did you get it?
Oh, no.
I didn't hear.
Did she?
Oh, she picked Jamie Klein.
Oh, no. She picked Ozzy Osbourne.
Ooh. Jesus Christ. Is she going to get like, all our favorite entertainers and just fucking killing them off?
All right. Yeah.
Wow.
In terms of likelihood, though, she's right as freaking rain.
Yeah.
Did somebody tell her that Leonard Nimoy's already done?
What's awesome is that at first autocorrect corrected Ozzy to orientation. So in the comments it says orientation Osbourne.
Disorientation Osbourne.
Probably fixed my orientation.
Oh God.
Sexually.
Oriental Osbourne.
Pete's favorite group.
Bark at the show.
All right. So that brings me up to me. And I don't know, this is rolling the dice here. Of all the people that are left on this list that I'm looking at, I'm going to go with David Attenborough.
Ooh, oh, yeah. He's a
good one.
Kind of old,
right?
He's a good one.
Who the fuck that is?
He's did a lot of BBC narrations and stuff like that.
If you ever see that show, Planet Earth, he narrates it. or the
Richard
newer one.
Richard Attenborough's brother, right?
Yes.
No? Yeah.
Yeah. So he knows his brother showed him how to do it, so he'll be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, he taught him how to be dinosaurs.
All right.
That guy was born in 1926.
Yep.
Does Michelle have a third round pick? Jamie, yell up.
Michael!
Waiting for Michelle.
Did she say Mark Hamill?
Oh, God. Oh, she would.
Harrison Ford's another good one.
Michelle would like to pick Keith Richards.
She's saying nope. She doesn't have a third pick. So let me know
Put
if
it out for Keith Richards.
Let me know if one picks. Okay, so Mike's picking for you. Mike says
Keith Richards is never going to die.
No, yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
No, it's not possible. I'm telling you.
I'm putting her down for Keith Richards just to fill out the round here.
Oh, wow.
Cool. All right, Mallory, who you got? Last pick.
Welcome, Michelle.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Ooh.
Good one.
See, now Mallory's getting in the spirit of it.
So here's the thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as... Oh, see... Sorry, Mike. Yeah. Mike, you got trumped. Michelle's is piping in with Harrison Ford now.
Holy shit! She's picking all of her childhood.
I just hope he goes before Indy 5 is done filming.
So
Michelle doesn't want to have sex anytime soon.
Michelle's picks are William Shatner, Ozzy Osbourne, and Harrison Ford.
Jesus Christ!
Right. Daggers in the heart.
So now going.
Oh, it's a loss. Well,
Michelle is in a bad mood, man.
Going back to Mallory's pick, the Harvey Weinstein. As much as he might deserve to die, and all that other things, I don't buy the feeble walker act that he put on for court. I think he's healthier than he's letting on.
No, he's literally diagnosed. He has like a disease.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
It's called syphilis, Mike. Just use the term.
Yeah, right.
All right.
He'll spend his last days like Al Capone fishing off a balcony into a backyard thinking that he's sitting at a pond.
Well, you're right. Al Capone's still alive, so you know.
Fair. It's fair.
All right, Dave, who's your round us out here?
My last one is Robert Redford.
Ooh. Whoa.
Robert Redford.
I thought he was still doing okay.
Yeah, he stopped making movies. You know, he's not doing his thing he loves anymore. Well,
he just did Old Man with the Gun.
We've had Hulk Hogan picked on the show. You never know.
Yeah, we have a lot. The last 2 years, I picked Mickey Rourke as my third pick. So.
Yeah, but Jamie, if
it's true.
Yep.
Jamie, if making a movie recently is your measure, then Clint Eastwood shouldn't be on this list.
No, he shouldn't. He should never be on anyone's list.
Mm. Oh, he should be the first.
I'm very surprised nobody picked Bill Cosby.
You want to do a fourth round?
No, but I would pick. It's just he seems like a good dark horse. Okay, good dark horse pick.
Oh my God!
I meant that as the proper term. He's a dark horse pick to die.
Yeah, you know,
in the past we've all picked like a, or we've haven't we picked like in the past like a
wild card, like a real reach. You know,
I still did. Ron Jeremy's still kind of a reach.
All right,
it is. Here's one that nobody thought of that would have been.
Wait. So let's you know what, the world is our oyster. Let's add a wild card round here.
All right. So now I didn't want to cut you off, Pete, but you may want to use that pick.
Yeah. So
I'm going to use that pick.
Jamie, you go first. Who's your wild card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, you're going to use it. Okay.
A wild card. Okay. I'm going to go with Artie Lang.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a darn good one.
Yep. I will say Artie Lang.
Wow.
Okay. Mike, wild card pick.
Oh man. I am
Did I get skipped? What happened?
No, you're up next. Mike goes first. Mike goes second. Yeah.
Mike gummies are kicking in. Wow.
Yeah, Mike. Mike.
I'm gonna go with Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, oh my God.
Why not?
Oh my God! No,
that's hilarious.
You got a short chance of that, buddy.
I just saw a picture of him on the internet, and he's 50 now, and he's still the same height, but he's like leagued.
Is he? That guy's going.
He says. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He said that guy's going.
Poor Webster.
Oh my god.
Oh no. All right, so Pete, you're up, bud. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I don't know if this qualifies as a celebrity again, but what about, I can't pronounce a stupid name either. I'm going to say it wrong. What about that Ghislaine Maxwell or whatever her name is?
Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who is she?
She's Jeffrey Epstein's buddy.
He's Epstein's one that just got convicted?
Oh, yeah. She's the one who was sending me memes on that, and I'm like, I don't know who the hell this fucking woman is.
That definitely
I don't know.
Yeah, she's going to hang herself. Also,
that works. I say that counts.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, she's gonna hang herself.
Yeah, exactly.
She sure is. She's walking the mile right now, like on the way.
Oh my god!
Mile. Yeah, it's over.
After I heard that Betty White had died, I actually tweeted on the F That Noise account that said, "Hey, 2021, Ghislaine Maxwell's still around." I'm just saying. But all right, Steve, who's your wild card?
I instead of Bill Cosby, I had another one pop in my head, which if I'm going to pick the most unhinged human being alive at the moment, I'm going to say Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's going to do something stupid. Oh, man.
That's what I'm rolling the dice on, baby.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's a pretty good pick.
Here we go.
Thank you.
I got the wild card of all wild cards because it's not really that wild. Just nobody ever thought of him yet. Val Kilmer.
Stop it.
Val Kilmer.
Whoa.
It isn't so.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's doing
no Iceman.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
All right.
That documentary. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was rough to watch. That was really rough to watch.
Wait, what David Mallory's.
Is your wife going to do a wild card or do you think we pushed her to the limit? James.
Her wild card will be Jamie Klein.
Okay. Jimmy.
She's the third person in your eyes.
Mark it.
Okay. Mark it down.
No, I'm not going to do that. all right. If she says she can't think. So if she thinks of something, she can add it at any time. She's recovering.
Wait. Oh. She's yelling something. Hold on. I got to take my ear. What?
Nothing.
Jamie Klein will never need an intercom.
She was yelling. Is she okay?
She's not saying
that. She's just taking a shit.
she's taking a growler.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
Stop that.
Oh, she's mad at me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't ever say your name.
Oh. We're... Oh, James.
I love this girl. Love her.
Oh, brother.
There's some bad juju. Some bad juju to put out in the world there, James. Yeek. Ooh. Create marital strife at the clients tonight.
Right. Good joke. I got to pick.
Maybe we should call Steve's brother while we're at it. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking murder. Who's Dave's pick?
You know, Mallory. Mallory got Mallory's got a wild card.
Jamie lives there now.
My
wild card pick is Lindsay Buckingham.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know right? Who that
is. From Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. The guitarist, lead singer?
Yep. Oh, from Fleetwood Mac.
Interesting.
Okay. You could go your own way, including 6 feet on.
Yeah, she's all right.
I guess the landslide's going to bring him down, huh? Anyway.
Come on, keep going.
That's I'm trying to think. Oh, God. All right, Dave, who's your wild card?
Shannon Doherty.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's a good one. Right.
Huh?
That's a wild card, but that's definitely probable.
You know, I was gonna go with David Lee Roth as my wild card, but I thought I read somewhere that he's like cleaned himself his lifestyle up and like eating healthy and all that other shit.
Yeah, I don't care about their lifestyle. I think you should pick Hagar instead.
Well, I know you do because. You don't value songwriting, but anyway.
He recently canceled his Las Vegas concerts, though.
Hagar?
He retired.
Wait, no. He just posted that he was going to rock them, I thought. Like, it was
he just announced today.
Really? He just announced the dates the other day, right?
Yeah.
He just announced masturbation.
It's not going to happen now. He just killed.
I have an announcement to make. Mike's got something very important to talk
about. Yeah, right.
I am going to masturbate.
Can I change my final pick to Riverside FM?
No.
I don't know. We got on fine. I don't know what.
Yeah, he kicked my ass out. That's how you got.
David Mallory got out, and then you got kicked off 67 times.
But magically, nobody else did. Even people using
Michelle. IOS. Michelle picked your pick.
What?
Vince Neil.
Oh,
that's a good one.
He's been dead.
Of the Motley Crust.
Oh yeah, man, this is a rough go around. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning looking up at the obituaries and see who the fuck died.
Fucking Mike won. What was Mike's first pick again?
Mike's first pick was Angela Lansbury. So
she won't make it till Friday.
Funeral, she wrote.
Yeah, really.
Mike is the reigning champion.
You know, Mike, if that does happen, I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah, really.
If 3 years in a row, we might be brought up on charges.
There's
I never want you to tell me what age you think I'm going to die at. I just don't want to know that.
There's clearly something else going on behind the scenes if Mike wins within a day of the show.
Well, I'm getting on a plane in about 3 hours.
No, you're smarter than that.
Where are you going?
Somebody else is doing the dirty work.
Mike, where are you going?
Alibi. You have an alibi now. You'd be on a plane.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's going to kill Angela Lansbury, Steve. That's the joke.
That's where it is.
I wouldn't mind killing Clint Eastwood, though.
You shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. You know, if something happens to him, now you're an accomplice based on the internet.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Just take solace that the older he gets, the farther north that belt goes. Pretty soon he's just going to strangle himself on a little fucking belt.
All right, we have a treat for you. We have a new segment. Mike, are you ready?
That's how you lose
your
ass.
Yeah, sure.
You ready? You ready for your new segment?
Falls off. It's like a fucking tail. What were we talking about?
The segment is We're Fucked, right?
Yes, well, hold on.
Right.
You ready for it? And now, Mike Burdick with breaking news.
I thought it was We're Fucked, but that's okay.
And now, Mike Burdick with We're Fucked.
Yeah, I felt it was my civic duty to bring forth stories to the public to show that we're going to hell in a handbasket, or perhaps we're already there. And looking at news stories, I didn't have to look too far. Not 10 minutes away from me. Not 10 minutes away from me at the ShopRite where I get my groceries. Police answered a call to the deli counter where one employee had decided to stab another employee 7 times. Geez. Because they were just sick of hearing them talk.
Oh my God.
So they found the biggest knife they could find in the deli section. And in front of a sea of customers on a Sunday, they decided to start stabbing their coworker.
Were they also married?
Yeah.
Who hasn't
at least thought about it?
And so picture it, like a bunch of people in absolute shock stood around and watched this happen. No one did anything about it.
Jeez.
They just wanted their fucking roast beef. God damn
it. It was the most inconvenient convenience store.
Yeah, right.
Look at his face.
The roast beef.
Can I get my fucking turkey?
And as a result.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's ruined over there.
This is fucking me up because I'm at that point in the night where my edible just kicked in.
Of course.
And I'm starting to fucking not be able to hold it together.
What Keith didn't realize is that Steve was just hitting the cancel button and ending the call because his edible was kicking in.
No. I would have taken that whole scenario much better if that was the case.
So as a result, I wasn't able to get any produce on Sunday.
Right.
Wow, or man. Could you have gotten a lot of free produce?
Jeez.
You right?
Yes.
Are you like, okay now?
Guilty. Guilty of talking too much.
Oh, like, my whoa. Lord.
So, Mike, that's kind of fucked up. You said 10 minutes from me, huh?
What?
You said it was 10 minutes from where you live?
It was 10 minutes from where I live in a very affluent neighborhood.
Ooh, good word.
Yeah, and the people just
was decided, it also the austere?
Person that the person that stabbed her, she was 68 years old.
God. Jesus.
Oh and wow. That, you know, what a way to go.
How old was the person that got stabbed?
What happened?
How old was the person that got stabbed?
Oh, I don't know how old they were, but they went home early.
Because if you can't get away from a fucking 68-year-old, it's like, Jesus Christ, unless you're also 68.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, that kind of thing, you know, I don't want to get two counts of suspicion of altercation in this podcast, but I would think you have to sneak up on the person and just lay into them from behind on the first, at least the first strike.
Boner.
Lay them back.
That was a big strike there, Mike.
Lay them back.
Yeah, yeah.
Boner.
Keith, can I get a little blue oyster cuff, please?
Can you what? Oh, yeah,
the
sure.
The blue oyster cuff. Okay, thank you. I needed that.
I can't stop it, so.
I can't stop it either.
The blue oyster.
Oh, man. Dent.
That's fucking awesome.
Well, I guess, let's see, we've did Mike's bit. We've done the what do you call it there? The whole point of the show, the celebrity Deadpool.
Three times, you fuck.
We've watched Steve get pissed off at Riverside.
I'm up for keeping drinking and just till 2023.
Okay. Well, we can do that, but let me hit the outro so I know where to edit the end of the episode here.
Oh, okay.
This has been F That Noise. We're here every Tuesday night ish, around 9 o'clock ish. Go to our Facebook page.
Get off the time.
And if you're lucky enough, you can be guests like David and Mallory if you're lucky enough to actually be able to figure out how to use that link. So go to fthatnoisepod.com. fthatnoisepod.com. fthatnoisepod.com.
Sue.
That's pretty much it.
Nerds!